Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon this past week worked to build support among Israel's fractious political parties for his plan to withdraw Israeli troops from Gaza and to abandon settlements in the area. The plan also includes proposals to dismantle some settlements on the West Bank, but to retain some territory occupied since 1967. David Horovitz is the editor of the Jerusalem Report, and he's on the phone from his office in Jerusalem. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
David, on Friday, Ariel Sharon said he no longer felt bound by a pledge to President Bush not to kill Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat. Now, today, Sharon's spokesman says that there are no immediate intentions to kill Arafat. What's going on? Is this all somehow related to the political maneuvering to get support for Sharon's plan?
Yes, I rather think it is. I think that Sharon is facing really a tougher battle than he might have anticipated, getting his own party to approve his disengagement plan from Gaza. There's a referendum scheduled in a few days' time, and he had said that he would be bound by the decision of his 200,000 Likud party members. He's trying to back away from that now because I think he's not so sure he's going to win, but he's also taking positions that he hopes will win him more support. And I think he feels that the more hard line he sounds, and if he talks about killing Arafat, of course, that makes him sound hard line, then his critics in the party won't say he's gone soft, that's why he's leaving Gaza, and he might just have more of a chance of winning in this referendum.
Where does Sharon confront the greatest opposition within Israeli politics?
Well, the initial opposition, which has turned out, in fact, to be the key opposition, is within his own party. He resorted to the referendum because there was so much opposition from ministers in his party and others to the right. He thought the best forum to fight would be his Likud party. It might not turn out to have been a smart decision. The opponents are angry at the notion of abandoning settlements, and they're angry at the notion of what they fear will be a perceived victory for terrorism, that in Hamas and in other Palestinian groups there will be a sense that because Israel has been bombed and blown up so often, it has been a successful campaign because the Israelis are now leaving, that they've been battered into submission. And that's a perception that critics of Sharon think is very dangerous for Israel.
Has Sharon found any support for the plan from moderates or the left, which would be a surprise?
Sharon has a lot of support, actually, in the center and in the center-left. Lately, many of his own ministerial colleagues in the Likud are backing him as well because President Bush took positions when they met just a few days ago that were so supportive of Israel. So the irony is that in Sharon's own party, among the rank and file, there's a lot of opposition, and there's opposition, of course, further to the right. But in the center-left, in the Labour Party, for example, strong support. Remember that the irony of all this political realignment in Israel is that Sharon, the right-wing champion of settlements, is now advocating positions that the left-of-center Labour Party advocated just over a year ago in elections. They said that they would leave Gaza without an agreement if necessary. They were rejected by the electorate, and Sharon at that time derided them, and he is now following some of their policies.
David Horovitz is the editor of the Jerusalem Report. He's also the author of the new book, Still Life with Bombers, Israel in the Age of Terrorism, published by Knopf. He joined us by phone from Jerusalem. David, thanks a lot.
Thank you.